morning for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara, and we've got a Limerick lady in studio today. Good morning, Joanne Ryan. How are you?
I'm great.
Listen, we want to talk about your new show, and it's so interesting. It's something I can definitely relate to because, as everyone knows, I'm always harping on about it. I've got a 2.5-year-old, and the question comes up, are you ever going to give her a sibling? Is it ever going to happen or not? So basically, this is what your show is all about.
Yes, it was about me trying to decide, well, not to give a sibling, but to decide whether or not to have a kid at all in the first place.
What is the show called and how did you come up with the idea, really?
It's called Existentialism, so that's existentialism, but with eggs. And it's all started in 2015. I was doing a theatre development scheme in Limerick out of Belltable Theatre called HLK, and we were going in, a group of us, knowing that we would be all working on our individual political theatre shows. I didn't know what I was going to be writing about. And on the first day, as an icebreaker, they asked us to rant about something that we were angry about or afraid of for a minute. And I did my rant, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of it, as a joke, really, I said, and I don't know whether or not I want to have a baby. And the room went dead. And then everyone burst out laughing. And I laughed along, but really, I kind of realised the joke was on me, because at that moment I realised when I said it that it was true. I didn't. And I was about to turn 35, which is that milestone age, you know, when you're told your fertility is about to drop off a cliff. And I hadn't ever thought about it. My dad had died a couple of years before. And I think when you lose a parent, that brings up issues of around your own mortality and your legacy and things that had been kind of simmering away maybe in the background. Yeah, but it all just came to a head. And I realised that if I didn't think about it, and just went, it's grand, we'll leave it off, that would be a decision in itself.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I don't want to do that. And then the more I thought about it, the more I realised that it is a very political issue, actually, and decision. I realised that a lot of other people were in the same situation as me, that no one was really talking about it, that I was kind of part of, in a really interesting way, the first generation of humans, certainly in Ireland, to have a choice. You know, when my mum got pregnant with me, it was 1979, and contraception was still legal in Ireland for unmarried people. So I thought, that's really interesting. So I'm part of this first group, like an experimental group. How do you make the choice when you're the first?
Okay, and unmarried?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Was the pressure on, though, you know, from friends and family, and they're kind of saying, a friend of mine told me once that her mother said to her, tick tock, tick tock, the clock is ticking away there.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh my God, what a thing to say to somebody.
I know loads of people who get a lot of that from their families. Now, I have to say, I didn't have that. The pressure was coming from myself and feeling like, you know, that I was under time pressure and I hadn't really thought about it, and I had to kind of get my act together if I was going to make a decision about. And also I was interested in sort of like the questions around the good life, or what does making a life for yourself involve making another? Should it? Like, it's been a given in Irish culture for generations, forever, that's what you do. That's the blueprint. You know, you get married and you have kids and that's what a fulfilled, successful life looks like. But need it to? And what's the alternative? And, you know, at the time of writing the show, there was quite a big drop in the number of women having kids. So women in Ireland today have reproductive years, about 20% of us will go on never to have kids. Like, they're very serious subjects, but it's handled with a very light touch. It's a comedy.
Well, there was a very funny line, 10,000 women's eggs die every month. I'd be lucky if I had enough to make an omelette. So 35, yeah, they say that is the cutoff time, but I don't really believe that's true.
I think it depends. Like, in the course of my research, I spoke to a lot of fertility experts, not just the internet. One guy told me that it depends often how young you look. Like, it's how old your cells feel they are. But on average, there is a drop at 35 and then a more marked one at 40.
Yeah. So the people that are coming to this show, I assume we're going to have a real mix. Going to have people who do have kids and people who are in that particular dilemma. They don't know what to do.
We've had a really broad range of audiences. I've been really shocked. When I was making the show in 2015, I imagined that it would be kind of predominantly people who are in the same position as me, who are interested in coming along. But I've been constantly surprised by the reach of the audiences. And also, my mum is in the show. She plays herself in audio recordings.
Stop.
My co-star, my hilarious co-star. She's all the best lines. Very annoying for me, because it's about her story as much as mine. It's about her being a woman in previous generation and getting pregnant in the 70s, as I said, and leaving the country because she was unmarried, feeling like it wasn't safe for her to have me here, you know. So I was born in London, as a result. And so it's sort of mirroring the experiences of women of different generations. And so it's appealed to people from different generations. And also, although it's quite a gendered issue in some ways, like we're talking about the biological clock and the TikTok and all that, I felt it was more of a generational question, really. So, like, I met my boyfriend, my current boyfriend, when...
She says current. He's still just in training, is he, at the moment?
I said that in another interview and he was like, hang on a second. What's your future boyfriend like? I can't wait to meet that guy. No, my boyfriend. I met him after I had just started working on this show. So I had to tell him, like, on our third date.
No!
On our third date.
Bringing up the, like, baby thing in a third date.
I was like, well, so I'm writing... He goes, what are you working on? And I was like, well, I'm writing a play about my eggs. But his reaction was really important and became an important part of the show, actually, as did he. Because he said, you know, that's really interesting. It's really important. I'm really glad you're writing and talking about this. And it's important for us to have this conversation. And as in, as a society, not me and him on our third date. And he said, and you know, like, in lots of ways, I'm in the same boat because, okay, I'm a man, so I don't have the time pressures that you do exactly, but I'm also 35. I also don't know whether I want to have kids. You know, I also have that ambivalence and I don't know how to make the decision. I don't want to be an old dad. So I'm kind of in the same boat. So he ended up coming on the journey with me. And so him and his sperm count are both in my show now.
Lovely.
Gas.
So I'm glad it worked out with him and things are still going strong.
Yes.
And the big news is, you've had a baby.
We did. We had a baby 7 months ago. Yeah.
And how has it changed your life? And or how do you feel now that the decision was made and you did go ahead and have a baby?
I mean, I couldn't have thought about it, you know, any more than I did. I'd written a show and toured the world with it. I think now we're only, you know, 7 months in, but it's been everything that I hoped that it would be, but also everything that I feared. You know, all of the concerns that I had were legitimate. You know, it's very tough. It's very challenging for lots of reasons, more so for me than for Rob, as we knew it would be going in because of the way things are set up, you know, societally, culturally, even constitutionally in Ireland. It isn't for everybody.
Is it for you? I hope you say yes.
It is for me.
Yeah. No, it's tough. It's
but
tough.
But I don't gloss over the difficulties, though. I think people feel that they can't really talk about the challenges of it or the difficulties of it, or they can, but then they have to immediately qualify it with, but you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. It's the most amazing thing and it's magical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that creates a lot of guilt for people who are struggling because they feel like they're... you know, that they're in the minority, that everyone else is having this magical experience that they're not. And also it creates a lot of pressure for people who aren't sure whether or not they want to, if something is kind of billed as this magical, mystical, life-changing, you know, really important experience. So I think it's important to be honest.
Well, you can probably smell the puke in the studio. And that's because my lovely daughter puked on me this morning before I came to work.
Gorgeous.
So that's one of the real cons of parenthood, the puking on your way out the
door.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bodily fluids involved. Yeah. Not for the squeamish.
So listen, the tour is going all around the place. I know that you're going to be in Limerick where you're from. You're going to be literally all over the country. And you're kicking off tonight at the Dríocht in Dublin.
Well, we were in Solstice last night, Friday. So the tour launched in Solstice. And we're in Dríocht tonight for the only Dublin date of the tour, which is so really exciting. About tonight, and then we're on to Thurles next week. We're going to Newbridge, Belltable, as you mentioned, Hawkswell in Sligo, Linenhall Castlebar,
Tralee,
Sheem Satir, of course, in Tralee. Thank you. Visual in Carlow, Riverbank, Newbridge.
So all over. So where can we get the details of those dates? I can't even say the name of the show. It's called Existentialism. Was that good?
Very good.
It wasn't bad, yeah.
So all the dates and tickets are on my website, which is joanneryan.ie.
Okay, well, thanks, Joanne, for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
We'll let you off now to go and change a few nappies.
Thanks
the glamour of it all. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.